Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, family-owned farm and tourist destination Loverberry in Wemmeran announces it is going on the market as its owners move on. Mandy and Adrian Schultz ran the business for 2 decades, growing from selling strawberries to becoming a multi-crop farm and cafe with an anti-waste focus. Ms. Schultz says she is ready for a change, but she hopes that the farm's next owner will be willing to keep the brand and grow it to a new level.
The Fair Work Ombudsman commences legal action against a Cairns finance and insurance brokerage business over unpaid annual leave. The regulator issued a compliance notice in April 2022 regarding a worker not being paid approximately $7,500 of untaken annual leave entitlements at the end of her employment. Fair Work is seeking penalties in court against both the company, Oliver Finance, and Mr. Oliver for up to $40,000 collectively for failure to comply. Fair Work Ombudsman Anna Booth says any employees with concerns about their pay or entitlements are encouraged to contact Fair Work for assistance free of charge.
And in national news, 12 businesses across Canberra are affected by bonded asbestos-contaminated mulch. WorkSafe ACT urges anyone who purchased cottage mulch products between March 1st, 2023 and February 19th, 2024 to not distribute or move it and to contact WorkSafe immediately. Bonded asbestos, which is mixed with cement or resin to keep fibres in place, does not pose as big of a risk as loose-fill asbestos. Work Health and Safety Commissioner Jacqueline Agui has assured the community there is no immediate health risk. WorkSafe is quickly responding to the situation and further testing of mulch is underway to determine the extent of the contamination and see if further action is required.
Zoos Victoria releases 70 spotted tree frogs in the first successful repopulation effort of its breeding program. Conservation company Wild Research began the program with 26 frogs in March of 2021 after the Black Summer bushfires destroyed half of the species' known habitats. The species was considered critically endangered before the habitat loss. 800 spotted tree frogs have been bred to date.
And in international news, a London court hears Julian Assange's permission to appeal extradition. The Australian journalist faces 17 charges of espionage and 175 years in jail for publishing a series of classified US military and diplomatic documents relating to the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. Assange's lawyer, Edward Fitzgerald, says that if extradited, there is a real risk that Assange will suffer a flagrant denial of justice in the US. Assange's team is seeking a full appeal hearing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a possible shower. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.